Join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Take up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to 2023. This is our first show of the new year. We are looking forward to the days and weeks ahead and helping you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. If you've got questions, if you've got plans for the new year, if you're going to do a reno, you're going to pick up a decor project, maybe you're going to finally fix something that's not working right inside your house, we would love to help. Reach out and help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions online at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up today, we've got snowstorm survival tips to help when it comes time to digging out of the white stuff.
And if you wake up in the morning with a dry, parched throat, a humidifier can help make you a lot more comfortable. We're going to highlight options to help you choose the best one for your home.
And power outages happen a lot in the winter, especially with all of those winter winds and the ice storms. Don't get caught in the dark without a plan. We're going to give you a blackout survival tip list just ahead.
But first, what's your home reno plan for 2023? You got a project or two maybe in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you live in a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, decor, whatever it is, we'd love to help.
So let's get to it. That number again is 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Mississippi, where we've got Donna on the line, dealing with a worn-out driveway. What are you looking to do?
My driveway is partly crumbled, partly scored, partly rusted on. Can you put a blacktop surface on top of a concrete surface and have it hold up?
Hey, Donna, so I can definitely see how that might seem to make some sense, putting blacktop over concrete, but it really is not going to work because the way you build either a driveway made of concrete or a driveway made of blacktop is entirely different. So you can't mix the two. So you're going to have to, if you want to go blacktop, you have to take out the driveway that's there, and then you have to put in the right layers because blacktop driveways are made up over layers, and they're usually at least 5 or 6 inches thick by the time you're done. But they put in different layers. They start with a stone base, then they roll that stone base with a tool that packs it down really, really tightly. It's almost as tight as hard as a road when the stone base is down.
Wait, you forgot the part where they wait 4 weeks because they want it to settle. And then you drive
well,
on it.
Yeah, but I've never had that. When I've done driveways, we've always rolled them and then put the blacktop on all in one time.
And our contractor made us wait 4 weeks minimum so that it's settled and it gets rain, you drive on it.
I have to say that anybody that makes you wait all the time is not doing a really good job on the base, because if you put the base in right, you shouldn't have any of that happening.
I mean, it was super firm, but that was their thing.
Well, maybe that's their thing. But that's not what I did, and I don't think you necessarily have to do that as a matter of course. The driveway, the asphalt itself, I was starting to say, there's different grades of it. So you want to get one that's about a medium grade, because if you try to get one that's too smooth, it's not very strong. And the medium grade has bigger pebbles in it, and it locks together very, very nicely and lasts a long time. So you can't put it on top of the concrete. You have to take the old concrete off or out and start again from scratch.
And I will say, switching from concrete to the blacktop, it's gorgeous. What a big difference it made. It just made the house look sharp. I love it.
Yeah, and I should also mention that the concrete is not in horrible shape. It could be resurfaced. There's a product called Recap that Quikrete makes that is designed specifically for that. You could add a layer of this Recap product on top of the old concrete and give it a fresh new surface. So that's another option for you as well.
We've got AJ on the line, who's dealing with a newish house, about 9 years old, and it seems to be getting a lot of movement and some cracks are forming. What's going on?
There are now some cracks starting to show up in a few places, and the front door is jammed. It does not open, and various places, the large screws and nails are starting to show up on the wall. I have a feeling that the house is shifting. I don't know why, because it's only 9 years old, and I was wondering if you have seen or heard anything like that and what you might be able to recommend to me.
So AJ, the fact that you've been there for 9 years, I presume it's you that have been in the house for 9 years and are seeing this now, means there may be something new happening that's causing this kind of movement. Certainly a door that sticks, a door that needs to be adjusted from season to season, not unusual. But if it's all happening at the same time, then I think it warrants deeper investigation. The fact that you've got walls that have nail pops, very, very common, even some cracks around openings, around where there's intersections of walls and ceilings and that sort of stuff, also very common. But again, since it's happening all at the same time, I think the best way to get into this and find out if there's something to be concerned of is for you to hire a professional home inspector to do an inspection of the house, of these areas, and give an opinion as to whether or not this is an active problem or not, or hire a structural engineer to do the same thing. That's the first question, is it active or is it just normal expansion and contraction? The other thing I would say to look out for is whether or not there's been some change, especially with respect to drainage around the house. Sometimes when you get a lot of water that accumulates around a foundation perimeter, even from something as simple as a perennially blocked gutter, that water gets under the foundation and allows some shifting to occur because the wet soil gives way and lets the building move more than it would if it was dry. That could be a contributing cause. But if it's nothing obvious like that, I would definitely call a professional, get it evaluated so that you'll know what to do. I can't really speculate today beyond that, but those are the typical reasons that these problems develop.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Happy New Year, you guys. Welcome to the program. Coming up this hour, snowy climate, but no garage to keep your car in? Well, that's all right. We've got some tips on how you can park your car ahead of a storm to keep that snow removal quick and easy. So stick around. There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter.
Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the EdenPure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Happy New Year, everybody. What are you working on? Are you thinking of some nice projects for the new year? Or maybe you started something and then the holidays got all crazy, so you kind of chilled out, but now you're ready to tackle it again? Well, if you've got home improvement questions and you don't know where to turn for answers, you turn to us. We can help you save money, time, and avoid all those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
Just follow the Money Pit podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Marcia in Illinois needs some help getting a window unstuck. Tell us about it.
I have a window over my sink in my kitchen, so I have to lean over the sink to raise this window. And it's always been extremely hard to get up or down. And I just don't know what to do with it. I think I've tried WD-40.
Is this a wood window, Marcia?
Yes, it's a wood window.
So probably over the years, it's gotten bigger, swollen in its place, and it's gotten tighter in the jams. And I'll presume with paint, too, over the years, that didn't make it any better. So why don't you think about a replacement window? I mean, look, we can talk to you about taking this whole window apart and sanding down the jams and sanding down the sashes and making it easier to use and replacing the cords and the balance and all that work. But I think this would be a good time to treat yourself to a replacement window. You don't have to do all the windows in the house. You know, you can buy a double-hung replacement window in a home center today for a couple $100, and it's a pretty good quality window. So you may want to think about replacing just this one window, or in the alternative, you can pull the trim off, you can take the sashes apart, and you could sand them well. And that will make them a little bit smaller all the way around and make them easier to operate. And, of course, also make sure that the balances are working. Now, if it's an old wood window, you may have cords or chains that go up, and you want to make sure that they're still attached because that gives you a little bit of assistance as you open and close the window.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your advice. I guess I'll have to invest in a new window.
I think it's going to be easier than all the work it would take to get the old window working. And I'm all for easy. And that's why I suggest that. Okay, Marcia? Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, look, if you got these old windows, I mean, you can work on them and put 8-10 hours into a window, and sure, it'll be just as good as new. But why? You know, it's still going to be an old drafty wood window when you can go buy a double pane vinyl-clad window, replacement window that slips inside the existing opening and just have better energy efficiency and a window that really works. Tilt in to clean, you know, the works. Just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're still going to have to reach over that sink. It's just going to be easier to work.
Exactly.
So you live in a place where snow is pretty common this time of year, but you don't have a garage. Yeah, it's a pain, I know, to clear the snow and ice off of the car, but it's got to be done. In fact, some states, it's illegal to drive around with a car that is not cleared off. I mean, quite frankly, it's dangerous to drive that way.
Yeah, I hate that, and I hate being behind somebody who leaves the snow piled up on the roof, only to come flying off and hitting my windshield.
And at that time, it's like sheets of ice.
Exactly. So, look, here's some advice. First, if you've got a long driveway, get ready before the storm hits by parking at the end of it. I'm amazed how many people forget this, and they end up having to shovel the entire driveway to get the car out. No, we go like bumper to bumper right up at the end of the driveway to make sure we could get out. And this is going to make that distance you need to shovel a lot less. Now, the same goes for a parking space in a condo or an apartment complex. Grab a spot near the complex exit if you can. You'll be the first one to get back on the road.
Yeah, here's another trick. Put your windshield wipers up, you know, like sticking up off of the car so they don't freeze to the car window. Also, use a long-handled broom to get that snow off of the top of your car before you open the door. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a heap of wet snow, like, falling right onto the seat.
I actually had my rear windshield on my SUV crack because I put up the front windshield wipers, but I forgot to do the back one, or the wind blew it down or something like that, and it did crack. It froze to the windshield, and then it caused it to crack. So that is definitely an important tip. Also, don't forget to clear snow around your headlights and your taillights. If your driver door is frozen shut, try all the doors. There may be ones facing the sun where the ice has already started to melt, and you can always use a lock the icer for a frozen lock or even WD-40.
All right, now what should you be keeping in your car in the event you get stuck in the snow or a storm comes in unexpectedly? Well, you want to make sure that you have a snow kit ready to go, and that should include a scraper, a small shovel or broom, mittens or gloves, and maybe even an extra pair of boots. So you want to make sure you've got the ability to dig out your car and clean off the car, but also be warm.
And remember, in just a few months, you'll be complaining about how hot your car's interior is, so enjoy the chilly weather while we have it. It is pretty. It's uncomfortable, but it is pretty.
It's the best. Also, no one's ever happy. All right, we've got Henry on the line who wants to talk about something going on in the garage. Why don't you tell us about it?
Currently, I have a overhead natural gas heater. It's quite expensive to operate on a regular basis. My garage has approximately 12 inches of fiberglass insulation overhead. The walls are insulated. I didn't know whether to keep what I currently have, or would it be perhaps wise to go to a electric heater that would provide sufficient heat.
So I think you're going to find that the cost of operating the electric heater is going to be even more than operating the gas heater. How big is your garage?
Approximately 800 square feet.
Oh, it's a pretty big garage. Yeah.
Yes. Almost so, a three-car garage.
Yeah. So I've got a 20 by 30 garage myself. And what I did to heat that is I have one kerosene heater. Now, it's not just a kerosene heater. To explain, I put insulation in the ceiling like you did. And I put foam, actually used foam boards in between the floor joists, like the thermal insulation. It's like foil-faced foam. I also closed off the opening to, like, the attic storage space above it so I wouldn't have all the heat rush up there. And I improved the weather stripping around the doors and around the windows the same I would if I was doing something, for the regular part of the house. And I found that this particular heater that I used, it was rated for that size space, and it did a really good job of, first of all, taking that cold edge off. And if I leave it running long enough, it warms the whole place up. So I found that to be and a more affordable way than, and actually a smaller, more convenient way to heat the garage, because I'm not heating it all the time. You know, I might go out there on a weekend and do some projects. So I just wanted something I could turn on and turn off. Those big space heaters, the big gas-fired forced air space heaters that hang from the ceiling, there is nothing efficient about that. Nothing at all. Some of those use as much gas as the heating system that heats your entire house. The only other alternative I would suggest would be kerosene. But if you try to go electric, those electric heaters are going to be just as expensive to operate.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the suggestion. I'm certainly going to check it out.
Nadine in Iowa has an interesting question. Your countertop has gotten noisy. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, it does. We had it installed, I would say, between 3 and 5 years ago. And right after we had this Corian counter installed, we started getting very sharp, loud bangs occasionally. And I mean like somebody just shot at the house bangs. And it has been going on since we had it installed to varying degrees, louder sometimes than others, but they've been out to check and can't figure it out. And, you know, the only unusual thing that happened when they put it in was that one corner didn't want to go down, so the guy had to put his full weight on it to push it down and finally make it go down. And my feeling is something must be bound in there that every once in a while builds up enough energy to really snap.
Well, that's certainly an unusual situation because countertops aren't known for their noise. You know,
okay.
We get squeaky floor questions. We get banging pipe questions. I don't think we've ever gotten a loud countertop question.
Well, I doubt that it's the countertop. My feeling is something might be bound in there, you know, having been caused by having the countertop put on.
Well, you might be correct. And what could be happening is that you could have expansion and contraction going on either with the walls or even with the plumbing. You know, especially with the water being right there, when a pipe heats up, it tends to expand. And if it's attached to the framing very, very tightly, it will rub across that framing, and it could make a creaking sound or a banging sound.
Okay.
And I've heard that before in bathrooms and also in kitchens.
Okay.
The other thought is that if the countertop is bound, as you say, against part of the frame of the house and you're getting expansion and contraction, that could be the source of the sound. Although I tend to think that even though it's annoying, it probably isn't really very damaging if it's one or the other of those things.
No, I don't think it's damaging at all. It's just that when you have guests and their eyes get wide and they start to go for the floor, you think maybe, I mean, it is quite loud when it does it. So you think it could possibly be plumbing?
It could very well be because, you know, plumbing really carries the sound. And especially if you're running a dishwasher and the hot water comes on, that could cause a noise.
However, we've kind of checked that out, you know, what's on, what's running, and all of that, and that doesn't seem to come into play. What would your suggestion be as to sleuthing this problem out?
Well, I guess I would have to be sitting there staring at it, thinking about it for a long time, but reinstalling the countertop would probably be the best solution, although it's a boatload of work and you could potentially damage the countertop in the process. If they had to really squeeze it in, I suspect that something is a little bit too tight and it's in tension and it's really not designed to be pulled out.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Now we're going to talk to Kevin about spray foam insulation. Tell us about your project.
Which type of spray foam, open cell or closed cell, you should be using on new construction for the inside ceiling and the inside slash outside walls?
So first of all, spray foam is a great choice, Kevin. You know, the fact of the matter is that not only does it seal, it insulates, it expands, and it seals all those gaps. But when it comes to open cell versus closed cell, the main difference is the ability of moisture to get in there. You know, in my area of the country, along the ocean where we build a lot of houses, the builders tend to use a lot of closed cell spray foam insulation because it completely locks out any moisture. But open cell insulation is just as effective in certain areas. Now, when I did my attic in my house, I used open cell. I didn't really have a need to use closed cell. But if I was doing like a crawl space that was over soil and it was exposed to a lot of moisture, then I think I would use closed. So I think it really comes down to the moisture question. Both products are going to do a good job sealing and insulating, and both products are going to have comparable R values depending on the thickness that they apply. But if you have a really damp area, I would probably go with closed cell over open cell. I hope that helps you out.
This is the Money Pit. Happy New Year, everybody. Are you feeling a bit parched this morning? Talking about every morning when you wake up and it's just kind of dry? Well, we're going to share some of the best options in humidifiers next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? while time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And remember, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. Reach out with your questions to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Shawnee in North Carolina needs some help with a backyard problem. What's going on at your money pit?
No, my roof, when it would rain, all the water would drain toward the back because it's on a downslope.
Right.
And then I had a contractor come in and connect all of my downspouts and all to this black pipe, and they connected all of it and ran it out to one source toward the, you know, that little creek. And in doing so, I mean, everything was fine. It worked fine. And they thought where I was having such water problems, they sort of made a horseshoe out of the black pipe with the styrofoam, you know, peanuts and all of that in it. But what they did when they dug around the horseshoe area, they found that that was dry because they figured if it was wet, it would drain and take care of the problem. But when they put that horseshoe in, wherever they put it, it was completely dry. And it was further down that they realized that I had underground spring. So all of my drain pipes, everything's draining perfectly, but it's one little problem I had with that underground spring.
But is that underground spring rising up to the point where the yard is flooding? And how much flooding are we talking about here?
It's not necessarily flooding, but it stays so wet I can't mow it. And there's a place about, I'm going to say 12 inches squarish maybe, that has puddled.
I don't think this is a problem worth solving. I think it's a fairly small area of the yard, and areas of the yard that get soft like that, yeah, the grass can be hard to cut sometimes. Sometimes you have to cut it by hand instead of using a power mower on it. But I don't think it's worth you doing anything about it. You would have to do some major, major work to try to take the water that's collecting there, run it downstream, and have it sit somewhere else. So I don't think it's necessarily a big issue. Shawnee, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when you wake up in the morning, do you feel like you've got a dry, parched throat? If that's the case, you know, a built-in whole house humidifier could make you a lot more comfortable. But there's several types of humidifiers available, so how do you know which one is the best for your situation?
Well, when it comes to being comfortable, I think a lot of people think it comes down to the temperature in your home, but that's only part of the issue. Humidity is a really important element for comfort. That's why, you know how hot water systems, they can be a lot more comfortable if you have hot water radiators or you have steam radiators, that heat is a lot more comfortable in forced air because the hot water systems don't dry out the air, but the forced air systems do.
All right, so if you're finding that your entire house feels a little on the dry side and you want to maybe add more moisture to the entire house, you're going to need a whole house humidifier. Or, I mean, you could do it with portable room type humidifiers, right?
Well, you could, but there'd be an awful lot of them. Plus, they're just not nearly as efficient. So a whole house humidifier is the way to go. The whole house systems are going to be mounted on the return side of, and typically we're talking about forced air systems here, right? So if you have a hot water system, as I said before, you're not going to need this, but if you've got forced air, then you would. And this would be mounted in the duct on the return side, so where the air is going back to be reheated. And there's really a couple of different types. There's a flow-through type, and then there's a drum type. Now, with flow-through, the water drips out at the top of the humidifier, and then it drips and flows through a pad that kind of is a vertical pad that's inside this square box. And as that water drips through, the air blows over it, it releases moisture into the air, and it's humidified. The drum type is similar to that, except you have sort of another shape of a humidifier that's like round on the bottom that's filled with water. And you have like a drum that rolls around like a regular drum would, and it picks up moisture, and then the air blows across it. Typically, I like the flow-through type best. The drum type humidifiers tend to wear out more quickly. They seem like they get a lot more gummed up by the mineral salts that get stuck in there, and they're just not nearly as easy to take care of. So I think flow-through is definitely the way to go.
So, I mean, we already know that the drum type ones can be challenging to care and clean for, but how do you care for any other type of humidifier? I mean, is there a regular maintenance we should be doing?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. For both types of humidifiers, you're definitely going to have to do some maintenance. So you're going to shut it down, you're going to empty any water, and then you're going to clean out all of those salts. And a little trick for that is to use white vinegar and water that will melt away any salts that are
you know, you're having a hard time getting out. You can even vacuum away a lot of the salts. And then you need to question whether you need to actually replace the media or not. And with a drum type humidifier, it's like a pad, like almost like a spongy pad, and that gets replaced pretty frequently, maybe twice a season. The flow-through type, that is a lot more durable, and that's going to last you, you know, probably at least 2 or 3 years, I would think. And if that was the case, I would take that out and I would soak it in a vinegar and water solution that's loosen up all those mineral deposits, put it back together, and you'll be good to go. It might smell a little bit like vinegar when you first turn on the system, but that won't last for very long.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit in this new 2023 show. Coming up, don't get stuck in the dark without a plan. We've got your power outage survival tips after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top local pro who can. So you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you ever feel like your home is a money pit? I know you hear us talking about them all the time, and you know what? We get it, but it's all about perspective. I mean, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home we love. It's my home. It's your home. It's Tom's home. We love them.
Absolutely. So whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a reno, we are your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. And on the Money Pit podcast, you can hear all of that. So download it today at moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/podcast, or wherever you get your pods. We are on Apple. We are on Spotify. We are on Google Podcasts. Wherever podcasts are published, you will find us.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Ed on the line, who's dealing with a driveway that's cracking up a little bit. What's happening?
The concrete driveway is has a slight slope to it, and at the expansion joint where two sections meet, it's beginning to separate a little bit. I was wondering if there was something that I could do. Perhaps I didn't know whether some foam would fit in there and put caulking over it. Or do you have some other suggestion?
Sure, Ed. So the space that is, you say it's cracking, it's really just separating. It's an expansion joint. Does that have like a tar, a piece of tar backer in it right now? Usually it's like a tar piece that's about a half inch wide and 4 or 5 inches tall. Is it got anything like that in there now?
No, it's basically a seam, so to speak, that they put in there, you know, to avoid cracking someplace
else. But there's no other material in there, so it's just two slabs separating. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So very simple solution here, and that is what you're going to do is you're going to first clean that out. There's going to be dirt and grime, sometimes moss in there. Go ahead and clean that space out. Then you're going to insert what's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube, and they come in different diameters. You want to buy one that's bigger than the gap so it has some side pressure to hold it in place. And you insert that into that space there, and you want to insert it down so it's about a – maybe about 3/4 of an inch or an inch below the surface. Then on top of that, you are going to apply a flowable urethane caulk or sealant, and that's going to flow across that backer rod and then sort of lock to both sides of the concrete. And this way, when you're done and it's nice and dry, that concrete driveway will expand and contract along that expansion joint and not pull apart anymore. Now, the reason you're putting the backer rod in there, because if you don't, you're going to waste a heck of a lot of sealant. It'll just going to fall into the bottom of the hole. So you put the backer rod in first, and then you're only filling the area above it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very good. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, we've all seen the news stories about entire towns without power for days at a time. But if a powerful winter storm were to leave you without power, what should you do?
Well, number one, don't go using candles. You want to invest in some good flashlights. You want to keep them handy. Always have them in the same spot. And remember to check and change the batteries often.
Yep. And during an outage, remember, power down appliances and don't restart them until the electricity has been restored for at least a half hour or so. This way, the utility company can stabilize the power grid and avoid another blackout. That's why sometimes when the power comes on, it goes off again. Then it comes on, then it goes off again. Because everybody is running to turn back on appliances, and whether it be ovens or air conditioners or dishwashers or whatever, and the power company hasn't been able to stabilize that grid yet. So give them a break, wait about a half hour, then repower the house.
All right, next, you want to open your refrigerator all the time under regular circumstances, like you got to see what's inside. Perhaps it's different from the time you looked at it 2 seconds ago. But when there's no power, don't open that fridge. You want to eat food from the refrigerator first and the freezer later. I mean, every time you open it, think about it, that cool air gets out, it's going to get warmer. So just keep it closed. Your frozen items can last several days, so keep those in there and use the fridge stuff first. Now, avoid becoming a victim of carbon monoxide poisoning. Never, ever run a gas-powered generator indoors or even in your open garage or super close to an open window. You got to be careful about the location you choose.
Yeah, and also important, you want to avoid cooking with charcoal or propane in any enclosed area. We've heard about folks that do that, even in an open garage, and then filling up the entire house.
Why do people think they can bring the grill inside?
I don't
all
know.
Of a sudden.
They consider it outside, but it's not. It goes into the house, and it can fill the entire house with carbon monoxide and make you sick or worse. So if you plan on heading over to a relative's home to wait it out, remember that the street lights and traffic lights are also going to be on the blink, and approach those intersections with caution.
All right, now we've got Cheryl in Texas on the line who's looking to redo a bathroom and make it more modern with just a shower. How can we help you?
Well, I am the mother of 4 sons, and as they get bigger, they no longer like to get in the bathtub. And
right.
Okay.
We find that they are always in my room, in my shower. We're wanting to take out the tub that's in their bathroom and turn it into a shower. My issue is I don't have a lot of space. It's a Hollywood bath, and then the tub and toilet are in a separate little room that you can close off. And the door facing of that little room sits right next to the tub itself. So my question is when I pull that tub out, the plan was to put a shower pan down and tile the area and then put a glass door, either a sliding door on there. Will that be a wide enough space if it's only the width of a standard tub?
Cheryl, I think you definitely can find a shower pan that can fit the width of that tub, sort of elbow to elbow if you're standing in it. I mean, think about it. If you're in the tub, you're taking a shower, right? You got room on to the right and to the left of you. So we want a shower pan that essentially is the same size. Now, when it comes to residential prefabricated shower pans, they start at around 24 by 24, so that's 2 foot square. You know, that would be probably, you know, the smallest that you would need, but you might be able to go up even bigger. But a little trick of the trade, if you were to find, for example, that for whatever reason, the way this room is configured, a 24 by 24 would not work, then you should shop for a smaller shower pan, which you will find sold for RVs, recreational vehicles, because they have tiny showers in them, right? And there's a whole host of RV shower pans that are smaller than 24 by 24. I don't think you're going to need it. I think you'll be fine starting there, maybe even going up. But the size of the shower pan is what you want to figure out first. Then you can basically build around that. Okay? Does that make sense?
Sure. That's what I want to do. Okay.
All right, Cheryl. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. When we come back, Gina in Buffalo is dealing with an issue where she's getting these weird stains kind of on the ceilings. I don't know. We're going to try to help her figure out what's going on when we come back.
You live in a money pit.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
You know, to be done about it, if you want to cover that, I would prime it first. I would definitely use a primer, and then I would paint over it. And if you also want to reduce it, you could put more insulation in the attic and make sure you're using insulation that covers the top of those trusses. You could use unfaced bats and just lay them right down across the existing insulation.
All right. Hope that helps you out there, Gina. Now we've got one from Erica in Oregon, and she writes, I have a very large tree between my house and my detached garage, so large that cutting it down does not seem like an option without damaging one of the structures. What's the best way to safely remove this tree? Have you ever seen, like, those tree removal guys, how they climb up the tree yeah. with chainsaws and all
yes.
kinds of dangerous things while they're just, like, hanging from a branch? I'm like, we took down a huge tree from the front lawn that had been, you know, sick and then was falling apart, and we worried about it falling onto the house. And truly, I remember the day they came to take that down. I was like, I want to watch this, but I'm also terribly afraid to watch it.
I had a tree that was about 20 feet from the side of our house. It was a beautiful maple tree, and I got to tell you, I love that tree. I really did. And over the years, it started to get sick, and then it was sort of rotting out internally, and then I noticed some of the branches were breaking off, and they were right over the power lines. I'm like, ugh. Broke my heart, but it had to go. I had the same concerns, but I knew how it would be dealt with, and that was because when you hire a pro, this is definitely, definitely not a DIY project. When you hire a pro, a tree removal company comes out with one of their standard pieces of equipment, a truck with a crane, right? And that crane basically goes up, and they tie off the upper branches, and then they cut them, and they lift them up. They don't drop them down. They lift them up. They can lift them over houses, over wires, and then gently lift them down the street where they can be cut up. And they just basically disassemble the tree from the top down. This is not like, you know, a lumberjack comes and cuts the bottom and it falls over and you hope that it misses the house. No, they disassemble it from the top down. It's a very smooth professional process, and that's absolutely the way to handle a tree that's growing between your house and your garage.
Yeah, and Erica, you know what? Just be smart. Hire a pro. They'll get the job done safely.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, wishing you each and all a very happy new year, filled with lots of luck and lots of love and lots of exciting home improvement projects for which we will be there to help. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Happy New Year, everybody.
Money Pit.
now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Fresh off a marathon 15th round four-day vote that culminated shortly after midnight this morning, new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was quick to tell the body the first thing the House will do when they get back is repeal funding for 87,000 new IRS agents. During his first speech from behind the gavel, the California Republican acknowledged former President Trump helped get more than a dozen conservative holdouts to support his nomination.
What he's really saying, really, for the party and the country, that we have to come together. We have to focus on the economy. We've got to focus, make our borders secure. We've got to do so much work to do, and he was a great influence to make that all happen. So thank you, President Trump.
President Biden heading to El Paso tomorrow for his first visit to the southern border since taking office 2 years ago. Migrant advocates in the city, though, describe an increasing climate of fear since the president last week announced new immigration restrictions that would expel Cubans, Nicaraguans, Haitians, and Venezuelans to Mexico if they try to get into the U.S. illegally. Tension over a recent visit by the National Security Minister of Israel to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. While on the surface it's okay for a Jew to visit, it has generated calls for an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council over what some consider to be a breach of the status quo. But former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's the Palestinians who are the serial violators.
They've excavated beneath the Temple Mount. They have ruined the relics of the first temple. And by the way, here's an interesting fact which almost nobody knows. There is one holy place in Jerusalem, not the Western Wall, not the Holy Sepulcher, which denies access to members of other faiths. If you're a Jew, you're a Christian, you cannot go to the Dome of the Rock.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Egypt's central bank says the pound has seen its largest single-day slide since the government agreed to a $3 billion International Monetary Fund deal back in late October.
This past Wednesday's sharp fall comes less than 2 weeks after Egypt and the IMF formally ratified the $3 billion support package. The deal was approved in exchange for a number of economic reforms implemented by the country's central bank. Chief among those is a shift to a flexible exchange rate. The support package also allows for a further $14 billion in possible financing for the Middle Eastern country.
Jeremy House reports the Egyptian economy has been hit hard by years of government austerity, the pandemic, and the fallout from the war in Ukraine. Mexico captured the son of former Sinaloa cartel boss El Joaquin El Chapo Guzman this week. More at townhall.com. Be careful if you have a Twitter account.
Security researchers say personal emails linked to 235 million accounts hacked some time ago have been exposed, and that could make them easily accessed, compromised, or identities exposed. Experts say if people have used the site anonymously to criticize oppressive governments, the leak will, quote, unfortunately lead to a lot of hacking, phishing, and doxing. While account passwords were not leaked, hackers could use the email addresses to try to reset passwords. Jason Walker reporting.
A Border Patrol agent in body armor shot in the chest several times while confronting occupants of a vehicle suspected of smuggling illegals in New Mexico. The officer returned fire as the vehicle sped away, and it got in a rollover wreck just a few miles away, and six people taken into custody. The officer was released. SRN News.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house today, tomorrow, in the seasons ahead. If you want to improve your money pit, turn it from house to home to your own personal castle, well, we can help. You can help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because that is what we do. We've been doing this now for 20 years, and we love it. We love helping you achieve your home improvement and remodeling dreams. So reach out to us with your questions. You can also post them at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, social media is, of course, known for helping us spot trends. And now a new study has revealed the most popular houseplants on TikTok. We're going to share the top five plants according to TikTok users.
All right. I'm sure my son Henry is chiming in. He loves that TikTok. All right, guys. Also ahead, is your kitchen backsplash falling behind the times? Well, coming up this hour, we're going to share some backsplash designs and materials that are up and coming, affordable, and fun.
And termite problems are easily spotted over the spring and summer, but how would you know if you had a termite problem during the cold months? Well, I'm going to teach you, based on my 20 years experience of looking for those buggers as a home inspector, what to look for in the winter and when those destructive bugs are harder to spot.
But first, we can help you save some money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
So reach out with your questions right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy in Indiana's on the line and is dealing with a bald spot on her roof when it's snowy out. And we've been getting a lot of snow this winter, so your house must look like it's in need of a toupee. What's going on, Kathy?
Hi. Yes, we just moved down here from Wisconsin down to Indiana. We bought this house, and we've been doing a lot of work on it. And when we got our first snow, I noticed on the back part there is a foot and a half inch diameter bald spot every time we got a snowfall. And we had a friend contractor come down. He went up in the attic, and he's like, there's nothing going on here. So the only thing we thought, well, maybe is going on is we have a heat pump, and we also have our dryer vent in that same area back there. And so now I had two different suggestions. He said to put a soffit venting on that whole area to get more air going up through there, and possibly maybe it's coming from the heat pump. But then I went to a Home Depot, and I was talking to the guy there that seemed to know quite a bit, and he said that what he would do is take it and remove all the vented soffit in that area. And so if there is heat coming up, he said, but this shouldn't happen. And so this is what people do. They put their heat pumps outside, and he's never heard of anything like this before. So we ended up doing that, so we don't know yet if that actually helped it or not. But
yeah, it's not hurting the roof, not having snow on that one spot. If you want to know why it's happening, it's because that spot is warmer than the other spots around it. Now, why is it warmer? Well, you mentioned there's a dryer exhaust duct near there. If the dryer exhaust duct is not completely sealed, if it's dumping warm air in there, that's going to heat up that spot over the roof, and then any snow that hits there is going to melt and roll down. If the insulation has some gap in it of some sort in there where more room air can get up and heat that area right above it, that could cause it as well. But I would not tell you to start messing with your venting and everything else just because you've got a foot and a half spot that doesn't, where snow doesn't stick. You know, it's curious, but it's not a major problem, and I wouldn't recommend major work for it.
Okay, so if we don't have to be concerned that there's heat getting up there and it's going to cause mold and issues going on?
Well, I mean, I would determine if there's an obvious source of warmth that's getting into that spot. But, you know, actually adding heat to that area is not necessarily going to cause mold. You get more mold in the less heated spaces, frankly, because when you warm air, it uses more moisture, essentially. That's why the warm air holds more moisture. So that's not really a concern. It's just kind of a curious thing. And, you know, if you've got a dryer vent that's right near there, I'd start with that because that would make perfect sense. If the dryer vent is losing some of its air right in that space, that's not a good idea either because you don't want to be dumping any lint into the attic. That could be dangerous, okay?
Okay, well, very good. Thank you.
Tom in North Carolina, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
We have a house that's about, it was built in 2007. It's about 2,700 square feet. And we have two air conditioner heat pump, you know, electric air conditioning heat pump units in it. And we've just been having, you know, a headache after headache with trying to cool the house and heat the house with them. You know, we have a vaulted, like a kind of a vaulted ceiling, which looked great when we bought the house, and the registers are on the floor. But we're constantly, you know, the air conditioning and the heat units are just running and running and running and running and running and never really cooling down the house or heating down the house. The insulation is excellent in the house. You know, I'm trying to figure out any alternatives. We do have a gas fireplace, which basically really doesn't heat the house much. But
first of all, you're saying that it doesn't work in the cooling mode or the heating mode. Is that correct?
No, the cooling mode, it does work. But, you know, it cools the house down, but it seems like the units run a lot. You know, and actually, to be quite honest with you, we put some tent and stuff on some of the windows where they're getting direct sunlight. But the heating side of it is just terrible. My kids are freezing on the second floor. We have a bonus room over the garage, which is pretty much insulated. We keep that door closed. It stays cool in there, and it just runs cold all the time. And when I bring guys, you know, people out to look at it, they say the units run fine, but, you know, you might want to put ductwork here, ductwork there, ductwork here.
Well, I mean, there may be some truth to that. First of all, the fact of the matter is that you need to understand that heat pump systems work different than fossil fuel systems. A fossil fuel system is going to warm air up and it'll come out of the register at, like, you know, 125, 135 degrees. A heat pump works different. A heat pump is going to throw air out at maybe 90 degrees. And so very often with a heat pump, you hear complaints of that, well, it blows cold air. Well, it doesn't really blow cold air, but the practice that if you have a little moisture on your skin, you put your hand in front of it, that moisture evaporates and that makes it feel very chilly. And that's one of the reasons it's uncomfortable. Then, of course, if it can't keep up with demand, then it switches to its backup system, which is electric resistance heat. And, of course, that's really expensive to run. The heat pump thermostat is designed to maintain a 2-degree temperature differential between what it is in the house and what you set it at. So if you set it at 72 degrees, and it falls to 70 in the house, the heat pump will come on. If it falls to 69 or 68, the electric resistance heat will come on. Now the air coming out of the ducts is going to be much warmer, but you just more than doubled your expense. Now, if the system is not doing its job, there's a couple of things I would look at before I thought about replacing it, one of which is the duct design. Because if you're not getting, if you're not getting enough return air back to those units, then that could definitely be a contributing factor. You said that you've addressed the insulation part of it. In terms of your thermostat, are you on a clock setback thermostat?
Yeah, and I mean, it's at 66 degrees in the wintertime. That's what we have, 66 and 67. We don't ever...
Maybe your kids are cold just because you haven't turned the thermostat up.
we're from up north, so we can deal with that. But what happens is when it starts running and running and running and running and running, it's just like, that's all I keep hearing, you know, like every 2 seconds, click, 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 click. But, you know, we have the option of propane, and, you know, being from up north, I lived with wood-burning stoves, and, you know, I grew up in Vermont, and, you know, we had oil heat and electric backup for emergencies and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm just wondering if there's anything on the propane side that might be more efficient.
Well, certainly if you went to any kind of a fossil fueled system, it's going to put out warmer air. But I would want to make sure that the duct system was properly designed and installed before I do that. Because if you change out your furnace and it turns out that the duct system isn't installed properly or designed properly, you know, if I was going to make a change, I would not want to just kind of get a seat-of-the-pants opinion by an HVAC technician. I would want somebody who designs these systems for a living giving you a good reasoned explanation as to what's wrong with the system and why it needs to be fixed. I want you to guard against, you know, the handy guy that comes out that maybe just most of the furnace service going, well, you could throw a duct in here, throw a duct in there. That's not what you want. I mean, there's a science behind this. It's not a guess. You can figure out how many BTUs you need to heat a house, how many BTUs you need to cool a house. It's called a heat loss analysis or heat loss calculation. And somebody that does this professionally can handle that. So I would take a look at the duct system first, see if it really is designed correctly, because frankly, many times it's not. And then based on that, decide if you want to change to a different type of heating system or perhaps even add supplemental heat on your own. For example, you might decide that in that bonus room where it's cold all the time, that maybe some electric baseboard radiators in there would be a very inexpensive way to pick up just a little bit of heat, extra heat when you need it, assuming it doesn't need to be on all the time. You know, it could be a low installation cost, certainly a lot less than replacing your furnace, and you could just have it when you want it. But take a look at the duct design first. 9 out of 10 times, that's the source of this kind of issue as you've described it.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Tom. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, everybody. Coming up this hour, do you enjoy having houseplants all winter long? Well, now a new study has revealed the most popular houseplants on TikTok. We're going to share the top 5 when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you know it, we love Money Pits. My house is one, your house is one. Do you ever feel like yours is one? Like, are you just drowning in home improvements and you're like, oh, help, I'm struggling. Well, don't. Love your Money Pit and let us help you make it your dream home.
Whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. You can catch us also on the Money Pit podcast. You can download it free today at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Heading over to Alabama now, where Mary is trying to remove some old caulk from a bathroom fixture. What's going on?
Hi, I recently was trying to remove the caulk from around my bathtub.
Okay.
And cannot get it removed. I purchased one of the tools at Home Improvement Store, and it is so hard that it won't remove. And I'm worried about scratching the bathtub and the edge if I get a razor blade.
Have you ever used a paint remover to remove layers of paint?
Yes.
Okay, well, just like a paint remover will strip paint, there's a product called a caulk softener. And the caulk softener gets applied to the caulk, and it sort of re-liquefies it, softens it up, and makes it a lot easier for you to scrape it out. So you want to apply the caulk softener first. Once it works and softens the caulk, clean it really, really well. The next thing you want to do is take a bleach and a water solution and wipe that seam down really well, because you want to kill any bacteria that's in there. You want to make sure there's no mold spores that are left behind. And the next thing that you want to do is fill the tub with water. We always caulk tubs when they're full of water, and here's why. Because when the caulk dries, the tub sort of comes back up. When you fill the tub with water, it sinks down. When you put the caulk in, let the caulk dry, then let the water out, the tub comes back up and compresses the caulk, and it's not likely to fall out again or pull apart again at the seam. Okay? So those are the steps you want to follow. Start with the caulk softener, wipe it down with bleach and water, fill the tub with water, caulk it. When the caulk dries, let the tub water out, and you're good to go.
Okay. Can you recommend a good caulk to replace it with?
I would take a look at the DAP products that include MicroBan. MicroBan is an additive that stops any mold from growing inside the caulk.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, social media is known for helping us spot trends, and now a new study has revealed the most popular houseplants. Research by the gardening experts, allaboutgardening.com, analyzed TikTok data to establish which houseplants are getting the most attention. Now, the study found that aloe vera was the most popular houseplant with over 2.3 billion views under the aloe vera hashtag on TikTok. And aloe vera is known to be relatively easy to maintain. It does well in sunlight and some warmer temps.
You can also cut a leaf in half, right, and just rub it on your skin if you got a burn or irritation.
Yeah, if you got a burn or it's like a nice healing ointment, moisturizer.
Just don't confuse it with poison ivy. That wouldn't end up nearly as well.
That'd be terrible.
The second most aesthetically pleasing houseplant is the pothos plant, more commonly known as devil's ivy. It amassed actually 312 million views on TikTok. And third place goes to the Swiss cheese plant with 242 million. Now, people like that Swiss cheese plant because it's really easy to take care of and it rarely gets any diseases. And it definitely then falls, as far as I'm concerned, into that hard-to-kill category, which is a qualifier for houseplants around my house.
Yeah, I was going to say that's also known as the plants for Leslie category. I definitely need plants that are hard to kill. Now, the snake plant, that one's known for absorbing toxins, is the fourth most popular houseplant with 161.9 million views. And rounding out the top five is the fiddle leaf fig with 94 million. This is a super beautiful plant with really large leaves. It loves the sunlight. I think these plants are beautiful. And I bet you last year it probably was number one because I felt like that was the trendiest houseplant everybody talked about last year.
I think it's kind of hard to call it a houseplant, though, because it apparently can grow to 10 feet tall. That's a big houseplant.
Yeah, a house tree. We've got Lawrence on the line who's looking to add solar panels to the roof and has a question about his existing roof. Tell us what's going on.
I'm looking into and possibly going to have solar panels installed on my roof, but the roof is over 10 years old, and they're talking about replacing the roof, and I just wanted to maybe talk to you about it and maybe get some advice.
Well, first of all, I presume the reason you're talking about a new roof is because you don't want to put solar panels over an old roof because you would have to remove the solar panels to replace the roofs, you know, sooner than you expect. And that does make sense. Aside from that, though, I would just look very carefully as to whether or not you're going to get a return on investment by installing solar panels, especially because now you're giving up another 10 years potentially of roof life just to get those solar panels. What I find, unfortunately, with the solar industry today is there's a lot of fancy back-of-the-napkin math, if you know what I mean, that goes on when they try to show you what the savings is going to be. You really need to figure out how long those panels are going to last and whether or not you're going to be, it's going to be worth the investment either in paying for the project or outright, or sometimes you can lease them too. But in the case of leasing, you don't own the panels, and you end up, if you want to sell your house, having to try to get the next buyer to kick in and agree to pay for that lease as well, or you got to buy them out of the lease. So there's a lot to consider when it comes to adding solar panels to a house, and you're just dealing with another aspect of this, and this is whether or not you should replace your roof at the same time. But think about it. If that roof is not ready to be replaced, you're giving up 10 years of life just to get the solar panels. So it certainly impacts any cost savings that you think you might experience.
Laura, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a Chamberlain 1/4 horsepower garage door opener, and it has no remotes. We bought the house as is, so we have no remotes for it. Also, it has a keypad on the outside, which I'm unable to use. So my question was, if I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, would a universal remote work, or do I have to call a garage door company out to sell us a Chamberlain remote and program it?
Why don't you do this? Why don't you get the model number of the Chamberlain garage door opener, which is probably printed on the back of the unit, go to the Chamberlain website, and get the owner's manual for the door opener. With that owner's manual, you should be able to program the keypad. It'll tell you the right sequence to do that. And also, you most likely can find out from Chamberlain exactly which remote is designed to work with that unit. Now, Chamberlain's a very good company, and in fact, they have a new technology that's called MyQ. And the cool thing about the MyQ technology is you can actually put this MyQ unit in your garage, and then you'll be able to open and close your garage door with your smartphone. So they're way ahead of the game on this stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, too. Is this one too old to do that?
I think it actually works on every garage door opener that was built after 1996, so it may not be. It might be fine.
I can't remember if it's 96 or 94.
Yeah, it goes back over 10 years.
Good. Okay, this one's about 6 years old.
I think that's how I would proceed. I would not just go buy something and hope it works. I would do the research, and you'll figure it out. Okay, Lori?
Okay, I'll go on the webpage. Thank you for the advice.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, they catch splashed food, but they can make splashes too. We're going to share the latest in kitchen backsplash trends when the Money Pit Home Improvement Show returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana. Draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Here to help you tackle the to-dos on your DIY list. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Trent in Florida on the line, who's dealing with a fallen apart popcorn ceiling. How can we help you?
My popcorn ceiling is actually in my bathroom. It's, I guess, one night or something, my son had gotten it wet, and when it dried, it started flaking off the ceiling. And now it's just continuing to do it.
Well, it's funny, because when you get a popcorn ceiling wet, that's actually the way to remove it. You would spray it with, you know, some sort of garden sprayer and then scrape it off. So if you want it gone, he's got you on the correct
path. Now's the time, right? But if you don't want it gone, what I would do is this. I would take like a stiff bristle brush and gently brush away, maybe like a dry paintbrush, you know, and just brush away all the loose stuff. And then you're going to pick up some popcorn ceiling patching material. There's a number of different manufacturers of this. I know that Zinsser makes one. Homax makes one. It comes both on a trowel-on finish and also on a spray-on finish.
It looks like cheese in a can.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Cheese Whiz. And you can spray that on and recreate the popcorn effect that way. And then lastly, you're probably going to have to paint that ceiling and paint the entire ceiling to blend it in. But you got to get rid of the loose stuff, add the patching material, then repaint the ceiling, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you very much.
Well, kitchen backsplashes are a super popular item for helping keep the kitchen clean, but some unexpected materials and looks also are putting them front and center as a decor choice as well.
Yeah, you know, glass backsplashes come in countless colors, shapes, designs. I mean, you can have them look classic. You can have them look trendy. So there's lots of options, and it really creates an endless design. And you can also go with square tiles in expected colors, or you can do a full slab of glass that's been painted on one side. I kind of like that because it's super glossy. It gives it a little bit more of a modern feel. So depending on your space, there's a great way to use glass tile.
I would worry a little bit about getting it too, if it was, well, I guess if it's glass tile, it's okay. But if it's like clear glass, have you ever seen that used, or sort of a stained glass look? Because it seems to me like that would be hard around the heat areas, like right behind the stove.
Yeah, I have not seen. I mean, it's a very specific type of glass that's used for backsplash. But if you want a stained glass look, there's definitely ways that you can achieve it. There's also several mosaic tile companies that you can reach out to that are more arty. And you can say, hey, I want to create this design. Or you can say, I want something to feel inspired by this type of a painting or something. So you can have something super creative that's meant to be in the type of conditions that you'd see in a kitchen and really have something beautiful and stylized.
Now, on the other end of durability, vinyl wallpaper backsplashes are making a comeback. Vinyl is cheap, it's easy to install, and it's easy to clean. And it comes in lots of colors and patterns and textures. And it's also available as a removable application, which is terrific for people that have apartments and they want to redecorate without the risk of losing their security deposit. You can actually install the vinyl wallpaper as your backsplash, and then when you're ready to leave, peel it off, and the wall will look just perfectly clean once again.
You take it with you, or throw it out. You know, another way is to use something more natural. Now, I like this idea in areas where it's not going to get wet, because if you try to put this behind a sink and something does splash up on it, then it's definitely can be an issue. But you can use, like, reclaimed lumber from old pallets. I mean, you can really find some interesting things at an architectural salvage spot that has that sort of natural wood plank look, and it could be really fantastic, and it can match, you know, a way more rustic-y farm-style kitchen, but it can also be a
a great contrast to something that's more modern and super clean and white and gray. So there's a lot of nice ways. And, you know, if you really want to use them in areas where there is a tendency to get wet, you just want to seal them, and you can seal them with epoxy, a clear coat, so that it really does stay well. Or you can do a clear coat with sort of a white paint mixed into it to give it that white washed effect, or paint them white and then seal them. Lots of things you can do to give it that more rustic feel.
Now, the white and white subway tile has been popular for many years. You can give that look a twist by using colored grout. I just did this in a house we remodeled. I used gray grout on the white surface, and we had a black or a dark charcoal gray kind of countertop, and we had stainless appliances, so it all kind of blended really, really nicely just by using a colored grout instead of white. And because it's gray also, it's going to hide the dirt a heck of a lot better. So lots of options in backsplashes right now that can really spruce up the look of your entire kitchen.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, are you confident that your home is termite-free? Well, these house-eating bugs can be hard to spot during the winter. We're going to tell you where to look before that possible damage kicks in when we return.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements, and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now, you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on in this new year? Or perhaps you're still celebrating and just kind of chilling out and thinking about projects? Well, whatever it is, when you have home improvement questions and you don't know where to turn for the answers, you turn to us. We can help you save money, time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on that road, which sometimes is very long and windy, but we're going to get you there faster on that road to your dream house, guys.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or just about every other one of your favorite players out there. And they're all listed at moneypit.com/podcast, just a click away.
We've got Cindy in Michigan on the line who wants to talk about reducing energy costs. How can we help you?
Is there a way to lower your electric bills by generating your own electricity? I've heard of solar panels and windmills, and seems like they cost a lot of money to get them going, and I'm wondering, is it actually feasible financially to do something like that?
Yeah, well, first of all, the most effective way to cut those energy costs, and especially if we're talking about heating and cooling energy, is to improve the energy efficiency of your home. And the single most important way or easiest way to do that is by improving insulation. It's amazing how many people simply don't have enough insulation. In a state like Michigan, you're certainly going to want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation in your attic. Now, as to your question about generating your own power, there are some programs that are run by state governments and by utility suppliers that include different sorts of rebates and different sorts of purchase, I don't want to say schemes, but sort of plans for getting that equipment to your house. So, for example, in my part of the country, they have offers where you don't actually pay for the initial installation. There, you partner with an energy company that does the installation of solar panels, and then as it generates energy, you get to keep some of that, and some of that goes back to the utility company, and eventually it pays off the cost of that installation. So I would investigate solar programs in your area and rebates that might be available. Start with the utility companies and go from there, because if there's a favorable program, that's the only way it makes them cost effective. You are correct in that a lot of these things are very expensive and don't make a lot of economic sense, but if there's rebate money available either locally at the state level or federally, it does make sense.
Okay, so you would just call your energy company then?
I would start there with your utility company or simply do some research online for rebates that are available in your area. Okay, Cindy?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, termites can wreak havoc on your home and can turn buying and selling into a nightmare. Now, the key to avoiding those costly headaches is to identify termites ASAP, which, depending on the season, can be surprisingly hard to do.
Yeah, that's right. You know, termite activity naturally slows down when it's cold, but the hungry bugs don't stop. So while an infestation is harder to identify during winter, even for some home inspectors, it is just as important a time to catch it.
Yeah, you know, there are a few things that you can look out for in the winter that can help ID these wood munchers. First of all, you want to look for mud tubes on the foundation walls, and they can be inside or out or even on the underside of a floor. Now, these tubes are about a half inch wide, and they're made by termites to keep them in the dark and moist areas when they start working and walking around the house and chewing on everything. I mean, for this, without basements or crawl spaces, you want to look for sunken wood surfaces that seem like mild craters on the surface, or maybe they look like branches right under the surface of the sheetrock walls. I mean, it's amazing how quickly these termites can move.
Yeah, and here's a good trick, and that is to use a strong flashlight. So if you take the flashlight and you hold it flat to the wall, so now it's sort of parallel with the wall, casting that beam across the drywall, especially like if you're on a slab, you do it around the foundation perimeter, and so you're getting it all the way down to the floor, the termites will actually eat up through that drywall. They'll eat the paper, which is between the plaster and the paint. And they'll leave the paint, they'll leave that plaster, but they'll eat the paper. So when you cast the light across on an angle like that, you can actually see what looks like sort of the branches of a tree, like vines, just kind of like spreading out through that wall. And that's termites. So I've found a lot of termites over the years just with a flashlight by knowing how to hold it. So it's a good trick for trying to find out what's going on there. You can also inspect floor framing and beams by tapping on them from the underside. If you have a crawl space or basement, I used to go around with a screwdriver. In fact, I had one, Leslie, I had it so long. It was one of these big, like, diesel mechanic screwdrivers that was about 10, 12 inches long, flathead. And I would tap so often with that thing, I would round off the top of the screwdriver by the time I was done with it. I found all sorts of problems with that because if I found an infested beam, it would sound hollow. And sometimes it would actually go right through and break in half. and then we rained in termites right over my head.
Ooh.
So it was a very effective tool for trying to find out what was going on. But, you know, the sooner you catch them, the sooner you can treat them and the less damage you're going to have.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing this time of year, I think with everybody having firewood, don't store it right next to the foundation because that's definitely a spot that those termites would love to hang out in. And be sure that you have yearly inspections performed. Generally, they happen in the spring or summer, but is there a better time, Tom, out of the two?
Well, certainly I would say the spring is probably a good time because when they get to be super active, but I'd rather have you do it any time of the year. But spring and summer is probably best. And this way, if termites have recently made their way in, you can treat the problem before any serious damage is done. The treatments today, by the way, are far more effective than they used to be. They are undetectable to termites. So the chemicals that they put in around the foundation perimeters, the termites basically go through these chemicals. They take it back to the nest, and they eliminate entire nests that way. So very, very effective way to treat for termites.
All right, Mark in Maine is on the line with an electrical question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a couple of rooms. Our house is from around the 1930s, and some of the rooms, the three-way wiring isn't quite right. Like to turn on the light as you enter the room, you turn on one switch. You can't go to the other side of the room where the other switch is and turn light off. You have to go back to the original switch, turn light off, and you can use it.
Okay. So do you know that it was originally designed to be a three-way switch?
I do not know that.
Listen, you're going to have an electrician open up the wiring and test it, trace it out, and try to figure out what's going on. It's either that a switch has gone bad or more likely it's just not hooked up correctly.
Okay. Now, I had been told that there are switches that are specific to three-way, and that is probably the problem, but to be honest, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's entirely possible, but it's got to be opened up and take a look at what switch device is in there and then also determine if it's wired correctly, because it sounds like most likely it was incorrectly wired. It might have been that somebody, you know, replaced one of those switches at one time and just hooked it up wrong.
Okay.
I mean, I've done that myself just inadvertently. When I was painting, I recall, I took a switch apart to replace it from a toggle switch to a Decora switch. That's kind of flat panel kind.
Okay.
And I swore that I had gone wire for wire and got it right, but I didn't. I got it wrong, and it did exactly that. So I had to reverse some wires to get it working back again.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I got some research to do.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, soap, shampoo, water, tile. I mean, that's kind of a nasty combination, and they're all over your bathroom, so you tend to have a lot of accidents in that space. We're going to share some simple things that you can do to make the bathroom safer when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
.com for details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. If you've got questions about projects you want to take on in the months ahead, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Trevor wrote in saying, we live in a ranch-style home, and our great room has cathedral ceilings. Can we fit them with crown molding? I don't know. I feel like, where would you put it?
Probably not. I mean, crown molding is gorgeous, but it's made to trim rooms that have ceilings that meet at a 90-degree angle, and cathedral ceilings sit well outside of that span. Another option that you could do, though, with a cathedral ceiling, although I will say it's probably a dated look, is to use those fake wooden beams. It kind of looks like an English Tudor house or a barn. When
right.
you're done, it can look like a – they come in foam or PVC, by the way. They're not really made out of wood these days. And you can design that ceiling to look like exposed beams, which can be kind of cool looking. But really, a simpler option is just to kind of reserve the decorative molding for the spaces below, the windows and the doors, and leave that ceiling alone. Because if you do try to put any kind of ceiling, even a band board around that sort of ceiling perimeter where the ceiling meets the walls, it's going to make the room look smaller, don't you think?
I think so. And I also feel like it's going to make like a weird lip or ledge. You know, and I guess it really depends on how high that wall is, like how obvious that would be, because sometimes cathedral ceilings like start at a lower point than 8 feet, you know, on the side. So it really depends on what that room is like. You could have a super tall wall and maybe it'll look great, but I just worry that you'll have an odd ledge and it'll be strange. It just seems like a weird choice to me.
Absolutely. The crown molding is fantastic for square corners, but for cathedral ceilings, not so much.
Not so much. But enjoy that big, awesome room.
Well, January is Bath Safety Month, and although there seems to be a month devoted to awareness for just about every situation, this one definitely deserves some attention. Falls at home injure millions of Americans every year, but Leslie's got some tips to help prevent those bathroom slips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, the bathroom, I mean, it's kind of a spot that's really prone to accidents. I mean, think about it. You've got soap, shampoo, all of those things are very slippery. You add water, it becomes more slippery. And then, of course, it's on tile. So it's definitely like walking on banana peels in there. But there are some simple things that you can change inexpensively to your bathroom to help make it a lot safer. Now, you can use a non-slip mat, or you can install adhesive safety strips or decals in your tub and shower. If you use a bath mat on the floor, you want to choose one that has a non-skid bottom. You can think about installing grab bars and shower stalls. Don't use towel racks or wall-mounted soap dishes as grab bars because they're not attached in the same way that a proper grab bar is, and they can very easily come loose, and then you could fall. You also want to try to keep the floor clean and dry. Promptly clean up any grease, you know, like lotions or any kind of skin oils you might be using or water or any other spills, because they can be very slippery on the floor in there. If you use throw rugs in the bathroom or, frankly, anywhere else in your home, you want to place them over a rug liner or choose rugs with non-skid backs to reduce your chance of slipping. I mean, it can be a very common trip and fall hazard on those throw rugs. If you want some more ideas on how you can make your whole house safer, check out our post, Preventing Falls at Home, at MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, the warm glow of a fire is definitely a welcome addition on a chilly winter night, but a wood-burning fireplace isn't the only way to get the heat and ambiance that fire can bring. You can have all those same benefits of a fire without a chimney when you install a direct vent gas fireplace. We're going to share how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.